Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hottest Blog Talk Show. This is your boy, Deacon Tyson Odom, coming live from the Barber Shop. I hope everyone had a blessed and exciting weekend. Thank you for chiming in. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come hang out with your boy, with his co-host, Pastor Darlene Falls, one of my real dear friends. She's a true woman of God. And we just hope y'all ready for this. We're talking about relationships again. Put on your seatbelt, get ready. And I always say, if you want to make a statement, a comment, or just to show your love and support, you can press 1. I will call your last 4 numbers out of your phone. Try to keep it to at least 3 minutes because we're doing a 30-minute show. But I got a surprise for you guys next week. Guess what? We're going to an hour and a half. We might just 2 next Sunday. So more people can call in, more people can listen. So I'm just getting y'all prepared. I'm letting the cat out the bag. So next Sunday it's going to be interesting. We can talk and we can get it on for real. But before we do it tonight, well, let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us in our right mind. Thank you for the activities of our limb. God, we give you the honor and the glory, God, because you're almighty. We just thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, it's still enough, not enough to tell you thank you. You loved us when we didn't love ourselves. And God, we just give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Tyson Odom, the Hottest Blog Talk Show. It's called The Barber Shop, and the lines are getting cool. Thank you. Even the ones who are listening on Facebook, thank you. I don't know about the guy. Y'all forgive me. I get excited because, you know, next week is going to be real exciting. So I encourage everyone to tune in next Sunday. If the Lord's will, we will do an hour and a half next Sunday. So all the fellows, if you listening there, go on and get your early football games in. Because you want to listen to this, because we've been doing our thing up here talking about relationships. So I had dropped it in my spirit to talk about responsibility of a man. We're going to do responsibility of a woman in a relationship. But, you know, we just like to have fun. We transparent. Like I said, if you want to make a comment, statement, just show your love and support, say, hey, how you doing? It's fine with me. Press 1, and I will call your last 4 numbers out of your cell phone number or house phone number. Try to keep it to at least 3 minutes. Because like I said, right now we just doing 30 minutes. 30 minutes go by fast, and I can talk. So that's why I said, God, you got to give us some more time, because I love to talk. Listen, we're talking about this series, we're talking about now relationships. It's been a blessing. I don't know about no one else. You know, the ones who've been listening, I know talking about relationships has really blessed me. And I thank God for giving me this assignment, you know, because it's amazing the things that you go through, the things you can learn if you just pay attention and be obedient to Him. Because like we've been saying for the last couple of weeks, in order to have a relationship with anyone else, you have to have a relationship with God. You know, we tend to do things on our own, pick the wrong person, and next thing you know, we regret it. But if we would take the time out to build our relationship with God, he will let that man know that that's the one for you. He'll put a bug in the woman's ear and let her know that's the one for you. You know, we just encourage everyone to have a relationship with God. That's the best relationship you can have because he will always be there. We know we can't trust man. We can't trust woman. But the thing is, you know, we can trust God. Love God with your whole heart. And he will guide you. He will take you the right way. That's if you be obedient. But if you want to sway to the left or sway to the right instead of on that straight path with him, then, hey, we make mistakes. We're not, you know, we're human. We make mistakes. But I encourage everyone to have a relationship with him. You know, I thank God for giving me a second chance to build my relationship back with him. Because we all know a lot of us will say we don't backslide. Hey, but he loves us. Regardless, he might not like the lifestyle that we do or we carry on, but he still loves. You know, back in the biblical days, he loved everybody. He hung out with the sinners, the ones who were doing dirt. And people think is, you know, back then they were doing dirt too. But now we got more dirt. But I say dirt is dirt. You know, you get it on you, you can get it off. You know, but I, like I said, I just encourage everyone to build your relationship with God. That's the best thing you can do in your life. That's if you want to live right. That's if you want things to change. But you got to be willing to change. You got to be willing to be obedient. You got to be willing to fast, get in his word, find your a good church home where you're going to grow. You know, I just encourage you, you know, just enjoy life. You can really enjoy life if you have God first in your life. You know, some things might be difficult, you know, going through a storm. I know personally from my experience, and I know Darlene can attest to this, going through a storm, you still got to give God praise.
Yeah.
That makes the enemy mad. That makes the enemy mad. The enemy is mad with you guys now because y'all listening to my radio show. He don't want nobody. He don't want us to have no good relationship because his relationship with God is over with. So he wanted to be the man, but he got kicked out. That's on him. But, you know, like I said, I encourage everyone to build a relationship with him. Darlene, you have anything to say?
I'm just enjoying your conversation. Keep on talking. I'll chime in a minute.
Don't do that. Excuse me. But, yeah, I was looking up something the other day, what is your responsibility towards God? And I'm going to read you a couple of things that I did a research on. What is your responsibility towards God? Number one is believe in God. The scriptures come from Mark 11:22. Number two is fear God. Scripture, 1 Peter 2:17. Three, love God. Matthew 22:37. Four, obey God. Luke 1:6. Five is rejoice in God. Habakkuk 3:18. Six, follow God. Ephesians 5:1. To all the ones who have God first in your life, this, no matter what, this is our responsibility towards God. This is what he wants for us. This is what we need to do as responsibility towards him. Because without him, we know we're nothing. We go on the wrong way. You done got off on the wrong exit. GPS done broke down, and what you gonna do? You got to believe in God. You got to trust God with your full heart. You got to lean on him. You know, like I said, he give us a second chance. He give us more than a second chance. He really give us plenty of chances, but it's up to us whether we want to take it or not. But, you know, those are some of the responsibilities that, you know, what I looked up. And another thing, the other day I was talking, I mean, this girl tripped me out. I was talking the other day to a friend of mine, and I don't know where this came from out of left field. We were talking about the three little P's.
Oh, okay.
And, well, you know, a big bad wolf was. I was sitting there thinking, the three little P's. Now, this is just me. I wrote this down. I had one is the Father, one is the Son, and one is the Holy Spirit, and the big bad wolf is the devil.
Right.
And, boy, I'm sitting here like, yo, really? But if you really look at the Three Little Pigs, I was looking at a little cartoon video the other day. They were talking about the Three Little Pigs. And the mom, the kids was out there, the little piglets was outside playing. Make a story short. She told them it was time for them to go out there on their own. So everybody knows the story. One made a house, straw, one wood, and then you got the clever one. He made his out of brick. Then you got that lazy mm-hmm. one. He wants to do things quick, like we want the microwave syndrome. We want everything done fast. So Big Bad Wolf, who was Satan, blew the first piglet house down. So he ran like crazy to his brother's house. You know, the brother's house made of wood. What I'm getting at, this is the relationship they had where they stuck together. And if we stick together as a unit, as brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, we can do a lot of things. We can shut the devil down. Just like when, you know, when I call out my brother, you know, if us men would link arms together, there's a lot of things that we can change. Then when you got us men and women, children of God, all of us linked together, a lot of stuff that goes on here now, we can stop. We can change things. Get back to the Three Little Pigs. But then you got the one who built the house of brick. Whole little bad wolf, Satan. He tried to blow it down, wouldn't blow it down. And then I realized they were showing it that he went through the chimney. And the piglets had fire boiling some water. That's how the devil is. He's trying to get you regardless. He's going to come at you anyway. He's going to come with your kids, your job, your finances, your husband or your wife, your boyfriend or your girlfriend or friends, family, period. But this is still when we need to build that relationship with each other, that we understand each other, that we there to support each other. You know, and that's what I learned from the Three Little Pigs. No matter what, when it came down, they stuck together. Because the mom told them to stay together, play together, don't leave each other's sight. Now, she was teaching them about relationships. And that's what we need when in a relationship, someone we can count on, not someone that's going to talk behind our back, stick us, mm-hmm. so we turn our back. We don't need that. But this comes to, again, having a personal relationship with God. But sometimes we have to pray and ask God to remove those ones that's not for us. There's a lot of places that God is going to take us, but everybody can't go at that particular moment. Maybe it's time when we get there, we can come back and bring them so they can see the trust that we had, the faith that we had in God got us here. Now they can see what we've done. Maybe they'll catch on to it as well. But, you know, like I said, that was just a little something. Like I asked God, man, why are you giving me the Three Little Pigs? They're going to trip out on this because I tripped out on it. But it shows how they have a relationship. They didn't turn their back on each other. They broke. They didn't turn their back on each other. The first two got their house blown down, but what happened? They came to the, I call them the big brother. But he was there for them. His house was made of brick. Come on in. We mama told us to stick together, even though y'all did some things to me, but you still my family. You still my brother. That's where relationship comes in. They stuck together. By them sticking together, the big bad wolf who is Satan didn't get to him. So, like I said, I'm encouraging everyone to build your relationship with God, because we all been hurt in past relationships, past marriages, even with family members.
Mm-hmm.
But build your relationship with God and learn how to forgive. Don't forgive them because of them. Forgive it for you. That way you can heal. That God can mend your broken heart. Then you will be able to love someone else. And you might be able to love your family again. Because believe me, family be the first one that stick you quick. You know, you're getting me. I've been there and done that. But, caller with the last four numbers 9336. You're on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Brother Chauncey. This is Pastor Falana. Man, if you don't mind, I'd like to do a sermon and entitle that The Three Little Pigs. I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, that is deep. Can I snag that out from you and make a sermon out of it? Y'all laughing. I'm serious. I ain't gonna be surprised. Don't be surprised if y'all see me on YouTube talking about the single things. I'm just saying. seriousness for all jokes aside, as I listen to you and the sister talk, I'm reminded of this conversation I had some years ago with your best friend, Chauncey, and my good friend, Pastor Jerome Pittman. You know, I was really like, I guess I'm toggling, if you will, trying to determine if I was going to be a Christian, if I was going to be a Muslim, if I was going to do whatever, you know. And at the time, he was really fundamental in my life because he took it upon himself to be my mentor. And he encouraged me. I'll never forget it. He said the words, try God. And if it doesn't work, you can always go back to what you were doing. And I'm telling you something, ladies and gentlemen, giving my life to Christ was the best thing I could have ever done. I have probably been everything that just about everybody who's listening done. Only thing I haven't done is be on drugs. I was a hoe. I was an alcoholic. I smoked my weed. I wasn't a criminal, but, I mean, I was out there. And the day that I decided to give my life to Christ, my whole world changed. My stress level minimized. And in Wopatite, I had no idea that one day God would call me to be an evangelist and a pastor. And, and having heard my background, one would wonder why in the world would God call me. And I'm like, you sure, you know? But anyway, I just wanted to put my little two cents in there to encourage everyone, just try them. Just like my brother Jerome told me, just try them. If it doesn't work, you can always go back to what you were doing. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for your comment. Darlene, you've been mighty quiet. I need you to say something.
Oh, sorry. I was in between the kitchen. I got my grandkids. I keep the phone on mute. Trying to cook and take stuff out of the oven and go back to my room. So that's why I hadn't been saying this thing. I'm sorry.
Well, like I said, y'all, I mean, this is the hottest block talk radio show at the barbershop. You know, like I said once before, we like to have fun. And I encourage everybody to be transparent because it's just like a testimony. We learn from each other. You know, I might, you know, my testimony, I don't have no problem telling my testimony. You know, I thank you, Pastor Palomo, for telling your testimony. I encourage women when you come up here and there's other women listen, tell your testimony. But they don't know what you been through, because they might be going through
Amen.
It right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's a blessing. You know, I don't shy away from telling my testimony. These two are, you know, I tell you my testimony in a heartbeat because I know what God has done for me. I will not turn my back on Him for nothing in this world, nothing, because if it weren't for Him, then I won't be where I'm at today. Caller, your number 5077-5077. You're on the air. Caller.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Right, how's everybody doing today?
Wonderful.
Oh, you done changed up on me. Did you get a new number?
No, this the house number.
Oh, man, you might have quit playing with me. All right, what up, Pastor?
Glad to hear everybody's voice. Absolutely. Is Falana, you still on the line?
Hello, Brother Jerome. I found out with you. Hey.
How you doing, dear?
I'm well. How are you?
All is well. I just want to let you know that I'm still here in your corner. Whenever you need me, my number's still the same. If you don't have it, you on Facebook. Hit me up now if you need me.
Oh, that was my blessing for today. God, I thank you. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you so much. As you can see, I never forgot what you told me.
I see. And that's the truth. That's the best information you can give anybody. Try Jesus.
Amen.
If he don't do exactly what he don't do, you always can go back to the devil.
Amen. Exactly.
You try him. You try them, you'll be upset with yourself for not trying them earlier in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's there for me. He never let me turn his back on me. The Bible says he never leave you nor forsake you. All we got to do is line up according to his word and his will and deny ourselves and follow him, and he'll lead us to our purpose. He'll lead us to healing. He'll lead us to our deliverance. He'll lead us to all. So I just encourage people to try him. Just try him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pastor.
So how you feeling, Pastor?
Huh?
How you feel?
I'm 100. 100%
by the That's what I'm talking about.
The devil can't stop me. He might think he can. He might think he can slow me down, but he can't stop me. I come too far to turn around.
Come on now.
I know
come
that's
on.
Right.
Preach.
See, first and foremost, you can't. If you can't speak healing into your own situation, then how you expect to speak healing in somebody else's situation?
Amen. We have a church on barbershop now.
Amen to that.
But I like to let everybody know, you know, this guy here has, like I said once before, this guy has been in my corner even when I didn't expect nobody to be in my corner. I know God was there, but when I'm talking about one of the true friends that I call him my brother. I don't look at him as a friend. I look at him as a brother from another mother. We grew up in the same neighborhood, went to the same high school. Back then, we had fun. We took trips just having fun. But we went our separate ways. And then when we came back together, we were two strong men of God, and our friendship was still the same.
Look at there.
I used to go to Wilson and check him out because he detailed cars, and I just want to ride up there and go talk to him or just sit up there with him. And it's, every time I was with him, I always got a nugget. I always got that compassion and love, not from a friend. Like I said, he's my brother. He's been the same for me from the first time I met him to now. He's still the same guy and still keeps his same demeanor. That's what I'm talking about when we talk about relationships. You know,
there you go.
With friends. You know, we might have disagreed. We never came to blows. We always told each other we love each other. When we first got reunited, we would talk almost every single day, not just 20 minutes here, 5 minutes. We would literally talk hours all day, every day. And that's what I'm talking about when you build a relationship with God. God can have you and put people in your life that needs to be there, that's supposed to be there. Everybody can't go
to
each other.
That's why, right? That's true.
Being a man of God, even though he's my brother, but he's still a pastor, I respect him and I learned a lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem telling anybody and everybody, I love this brother.
That's
this dude has been my friend, has been my brother from day one. And when you got friends like that and people in your corner like that, you're supposed to honor them and appreciate them and
that's
love
right.
on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
that's
I do.
Right.
Cause everything he said to me is not because of being mad. It was because he loved me. Because he loved me like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take some ouches. I had to take some blows. But
mm-hmm.
you know what? When it was all said and done, he told me I did it because I loved him. I did it because
Amen.
I cared. That's the type of brother that I know of. I always will support him, just like he support me. You know, it's still a relationship. You know, if the brothers are out here listening, this is what I'm talking about, relationship between two men. The relationship is so strong, we don't look at each other as friends. We look at each other as brothers. Anybody mess with him, I got his back. I know if anybody mess with me, he got my back. We were make sure that nobody hurt each other. We, like I said, we had our differences. But you know what? It made our relationship stronger. Because when I need somebody
that's
to
friends.
Talk to, I can go to him. I can pick up the phone and call him.
Right.
That's why I said he's my brother. He's no friend. He's my brother. I will always say
Amen.
He's my brother. And I respect him, and I love on him, and I thank God for him. Even
Amen.
When I was saying, you know, when it comes to doing kingdom business, we have to drop everything aside and do what God called us to do. You might not like me,
there
but
you
when it comes to doing kingdom business, we got to do it.
There
if
you
don't
want
to do it,
right.
that's, hey,
go.
That's on you, but I'm going to do it.
That's right.
Build your relationship with God. And this is what God will do. When you build your relationship, then you can have a relationship with somebody else. A true relationship.
Right.
True friendship.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I did, like I said, Pastor Jerome, I love you, bro. This is the hottest Blog Talk radio show. This dude has been with me since I started this show. And I, like I said, I honor him and I respect him because he's my brother. We've
Amen.
Been through a lot, but we still standing together and we doing God's business. We doing kingdom business. I encourage
Amen.
Everybody, keep doing what God calls you to do. But also build your relationship. You know,
John,
go ahead.
I appreciate everything you're saying, but all the glory belongs to the Lord. I'm totally sold out to do His will. When you totally sold out to the will of the Lord, see, what people don't understand, what Christ, when you have the mind of Christ and the heart of Christ, see, Jesus is love, and not just love, He's the greater love. He's that agape love. When you have that agape love, you don't judge people. You got to treat people.
That's right.
You got to treat people the way Jesus would treat them. You got to give them tough love. See, what people don't want to understand that God, that Christ, God is a God. He's a jealous God.
Yes,
he's
he
a God of wrath. He's a God of all. See, the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So we got to let people know that you can't keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
Keep living how you living and think
exactly.
that you're going to make it to the kingdom. So we can't give them the sweet side of the love of the word.
Right.
We got to give them the true
side.
We got to let them know. We got to step on their toes. We got to give them tough love because the tough love is what's going to make people understand the error of their ways so their eyes can be open so they can come out amongst their sins.
That's right.
And I told the Lord that whatever it is He want me to say, I say. Whatever He want me to go, I go. Whatever He want me to do, I will do. So when He give me the words, see, if some, you know, individual come with me and they err in their ways, I can't support you in your mess. If I love you, if I call myself your brother or your brother, then I gotta be in your corner and let you know
that's
the truth. Brother, wrong for what you're doing. That's not the will of the Lord. You can't keep doing these things. That's real love, but people don't want to hear that. When you're not siding with them, then that's when they want to get mad at you and talk about you and do all these things and not realizing what you're telling them is the truth. So down the road, when they don't listen and then what you're saying come to pass, and Chance and Falana, y'all remember our good friend Randy Taylor. Y'all remember the situation? Was that where the Holy Spirit gave me instructions for him for what how to carry about his life, and he did the opposite. And look what happened. He could have still been here today, but he didn't want to yield to the Holy Spirit, so he went on and did what he did, and he's not here today. So the Bible says he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is telling the church, not what Jerome is saying, but what the Holy Spirit is saying. See, when the Holy Spirit is moving and speaking, y'all know for a fact yourself, I'm gonna shut down. I'm not gonna tell you nothing what Jerome thinks. I gotta tell you what the Holy Spirit says, and the Holy Spirit what does the teaching, not man's interpretation of what the word is. It's what the Holy Spirit's saying. That's why the Bible says on many scriptures in the Bible where it says, "He that has an ear." Let him hear. So you got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. So when you talk to people and try to minister to people, they're not getting get mad. Don't get mad. That's because they're not spiritual. See, in order for you to be able to hear spirituality, you got to be spiritual. So you still got to love them. You got to tell them what you got to tell them, whether they want to receive it or not. what the Bible says. Those when you go into a house or a city and they don't receive your wisdom that you're preaching, what it say when you leave out to do what? Wipe the dust off your feet?
Yep, wipe the dust off your feet.
So you got to give tough. You got to love one another. See, that's what Christ said. Christ said, if you love me, how can you love me if you don't love your own brother that you do see? So he wants us to love one another. And he wants us to be there for one another through thick and thin. A lot of people don't want to call on you when they're doing good. It's when they're down and out. Then they want to call and pull on you for this, pull on you for that. But where were you last week when you thought you had it going on? The Lord gave me a word to give instructions on what to do, and then you don't listen, and then that's on you. But then they want to come back and want to pull on you for a word. You want a word, open up your Bible, read. That's all the words.
I don't mean to cut you out, Pastor. We at the end of our show. I wish y'all a prosperous week. And don't forget, if the Lord's will, next Sunday we're going to do an hour and a half or 2 hours. So y'all get prepared.
Man.
Pastor Jerome, I want you to be there next Sunday. All of my special guests, I look forward to seeing you guys again. I wish y'all a happy week. Thank God for your love and support. This is the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. This is your boy, Deacon Chance Odom. We are out. Peace.
Peace.